and welcome to Heartbeat. This week, I want to talk about the steadfast nature of God and that we can have confidence in God because of who He is, because of that steadfast nature of God. I don't know about you, but sometimes I struggle to trust God in different things in my life, in different areas of my life, and I can hold on to things thinking that I would be better in control, that I've got it handled. And I don't want to give certain things in my life away to God because I'm scared. But when we know the steadfast nature of God, then we can have confidence in being able to trust in Him, that He does have the best way for us in our life, that He does love us, that He is faithful. And that's the amazing thing about God being steadfast. What does it mean to be steadfast? Well, to be steadfast means to be firm, to be unwavering. It means to be dependable. It means God is unchanging. And that's a fantastic thing, that our God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. In a world where things are changing all the time, our God is unchanging. He is dependable. There's a real security in that and a comfort that I find in that. For me, knowing that God is dependable, knowing that He is unwavering in His love for me, means that wherever I am in my life, whether I've turned away from God, whether I've got a good relationship with Him, whatever it is, I can always turn to Him. And if I've been away from God for a while, which sometimes in my life that happens, there's ups and downs, and for some reason I don't feel close to God in my relationship with Him, there's a comfort and a security in knowing that when I turn back to Him, His love for me has not wavered. He has been faithful to me the whole time, even if I have not been faithful. And that's the beauty of the steadfast nature of God. I don't know about you, but in my life, I have some people in my life who are steadfast, who are dependable. For example, for me, my mum and dad, I know that they will be there for me whenever I need them. And they've been a real blessing in my life, but they still don't compare to the steadfast nature of God, His unwavering love, His unwavering faithfulness that He has for us. On a Saturday night, I sing at Mass. And when I sing at Mass, I'm with another person named Ryan, and he is our piano player, but he's more than that. He puts together all our music. He's just amazing. And when I go to Mass on Saturday, knowing that Ryan is playing music that I'm going to sing to, I have a real confidence that things will go well, that if there is a little hiccup, well, Ryan will be able to figure it out, sort it out, that, you know, if I miss a cue of when to come in, he gives me his little head nod of this is where to come. And when I rock up to Mass and I know that Ryan is on, I have such confidence that things are going to go well. And even more so with God. Our God, you can be confident in Him, that in your life, when you trust in Him, that things for you will go well as you step into the will and the plan that God has for your life. That's the beauty of God's steadfast nature. I want to share with you just some scriptures that hopefully will help you to find that confidence in God that at times can be difficult if we're unsure about giving some things over to God. And the first scripture is in Psalm. It's chapter 25, verse 10. And it says this: "All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep His covenant and His decrees." I'll read it again. "All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep His covenant and His decrees." You know, when we try to live our lives as God's asked us to, as we step into the things that He's called us to in our lives, God is always there. His love is steadfast for us. He is faithful when He's called us to a certain path. And this reminded me of another scripture, which maybe has come to your mind as well, about another path that we have read before. And this is in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." Again, when we step into the life that God has for us, as we put our trust in Him, then God makes our paths straight. And as it said in Psalm before, God's paths are steadfast love and faithfulness. He is always there loving us. He is unwavering in his faithfulness to us. And so we can have confidence that we can trust in God because he will always be there. He is dependable. He is unchanging. He is unwavering in his love and his faithfulness to us. But trust takes a step of faith, doesn't it? And I acknowledge that taking that step is difficult, can be difficult at times, especially when there are things that we're not sure of what's going to happen next. But we can have confidence that whatever is to come in our lives, if we are stepping into a place that we believe God is calling us, then we can have confidence that he will be there showing his love, showing his faithfulness, being there for us every step of the way. We can have confidence in that when we trust in him. And you know, when we start to do that, when we start to trust in God and his steadfast nature, then what happens is we are actually called to be steadfast as well. God calls us to be steadfast in our own lives. In the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says, "Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Now, as we journey in our walk with God, as we come to know him more, and as he calls us to more things in our lives that he asks us to do, then he wants us to become more like him. And one of those things is to be steadfast, to be steadfast in our love for him, to be steadfast in our love for others. And so as we journey with him, we become more like him, and he wants us to be steadfast as well. So I hope today that that has reminded you of the unwavering, unchanging, dependable God that we have, that his love for us is always there, that he is always faithful, and there is a comfort and a confidence that we can find in him in that, which means that we can trust our lives to him. We can step out in faith, knowing that our God is dependable and he will be there for us every step of the way. So why don't we pray right now? Why don't you think about something in your life right now that maybe you are finding difficult to trust God in? And let's just bring it to him right now, wherever we are, wherever you're watching this around the world, let's bring that together right now. Let's pray for all of our needs together. As we bring our needs to God, let's ask God to come and be in our situations. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you for your unwavering love and faithfulness to us. I thank you for your steadfast nature. I thank you that you are always dependable, and because of that, we can trust in you. And Lord, right now, I bring you our needs. Every person watching this right now, Lord Jesus, whatever they have in mind, you know what that is. I bring those needs to you right now, Lord God, and I would ask that your unwavering love and faithfulness would come into these situations, that you would help us to take that step of faith that you're asking us to take, and that we can have confidence in you that you'll be with us every step of the way. We give all of these needs to you, Lord God. We ask all of this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.